Welcome to Living Field Notes. I'm your host, Constance Bradley. Thank you so much for joining me for episode number 23 on the Corona Encouragement Series, where I am dropping you daily notes as we continue through this Corona pandemic. All right, friends, today is a fantastic day. President Trump has announced that he is opening the country back up, and though it is not a light switch opening, it is a phased-in opening. I am so grateful to hear those words that we are going to be phasing back into some normalcy, and this isolation is going to be broken, and there are going to be hugs at church so soon. I am very excited about that. Cannot wait to get back in with my kids' friends and get to see my clients and all of those relationships getting to be restored. So I don't know about you guys, but it was a great big flashlight of hope today that we are at the end of this. And so, which also means that we are going to be coming to the end of this season one in the Living Field Notes podcast of the Corona Encouragement Series. So stay tuned. I will be announcing what is coming next and how that pattern is going to be laid out on my podcast. So I wanted to leave you guys just a little note of the psalm that has just been singing in my heart today, and I hope that it'll bring a little encouragement to you too. So in Psalm 43, it says, "Send your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to your dwelling place. Then I will come to the altar of God, to my God, my greatest joy. I will praise you, God, my God." So I hope through today's great announcement and through all that this corona pandemic has brought to your life, I hope that above all else that you have been brought to light and truth and into a dwelling place of God where we get to continue to sing his praises. He goes on to talk about in the Psalm 43, he says, "Why, my soul? Why are you so dejected? Why are you in so much turmoil? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise him, my Savior and my God." So even in turmoil and times that are challenging and that we just don't understand, we can still praise Jesus. So if you haven't already, which I encouraged you at the beginning of this to create a gratitude journal, and several of you have reached out and said, "Hey, this has been pretty awesome." So I hope you're continuing that behavior. And if you haven't, I highly encourage you to at minimum look back over the past 4 weeks of your life and say, "This is the thing that I want to keep forever that has been so good." Maybe it's evening walks with your family or riding bikes up and down the road that you haven't done in years. Or maybe it's family dinners around the table. Or maybe it's reading books to your kids or playing soccer in the backyard. Whatever it is that has brought you joy over the last 4 weeks, I highly encourage you to write it down and fight so hard for whenever we get back to this new normal of life and things try to bombard you and take those joyful pieces of your life away. I pray that you have strategy and that you reflect on this time to be able to keep those things that have brought you joy. All right, friends, that wraps up episode number 23 of the Corona Encouragement Series. Like always, I would love to continue this conversation with you. You can meet me over on Instagram @LivingFieldNotes or find me on my blog, ConstanceBradley.org.